And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Standin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. And we have a great show for you today. From Cutwater Spirits, Yusuf Cherney, and John Ireland from Rancho Leonero in Baja's East Cape. How are these guys connected? We'll let you know. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's sports fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup and the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 East ESPN Radio.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish habit, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone. The Ford F-150. Available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. What a fun show today is going to be. Talking some Baja, having fun.
Yeah, welcome back, John Ireland.
Thank you, Pete.
Great to have you. And what's been going on at the ranch?
It's been good. Fishing's been good.
Oh, we had such a great tournament. Man, the fishing just like was on fire like the week before and just continued through our tournament.
Yeah, it was a slow start, actually, first couple months. And then it really, really kicked in starting about June. Very end of May, really, really kicked in. And we had 4 or 5 straight weeks of yellowfin bite every day, limits for all anglers. Fish were a little far outside, but it was worth going out. And everybody's loading up on them.
Yeah.
It's changed a little now. Not quite as many yellowfin, but we've had a lot of Dorado, striped marlin, big rooster fish. Good fishing right now.
There's a rumor going around here at the San Diego Sport Fishing Landings that John Ireland's going to go on the ranch on the Royal Polaris. Is that rumor true?
The rumor's true. I'm going to be in the RP coming next Saturday.
Next Saturday?
I'm going to pick up many, many bluefin.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I can just imagine. And it's you're going to be staying up all night, right?
Oh, my gosh. It's a little different fishing than the ranch.
Yeah.
Yusuf and I were just discussing that, you know, at the ranch. I'm out by 6:37, back by 3, you know, a couple margies and maybe a little siesta, a little different deal on the old RP.
Well, here's what
you really fish.
Yeah, here's what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to take some Cutwater Spirits canned cocktails with you on the RP for sure, right, Yusuf?
That would be nice.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it's made for.
Yeah, boating is the place to drink a canned cocktail.
Yeah, for sure. They're made for that. Right. Good morning, Yusuf.
Morning.
What's up, buddy?
Yeah, great to have you. Cutwater Spirits, just doing great things, and you'd continue to do amazing stuff with your not only your canned cocktails but your spirits too.
Yeah, I just got back from Vegas actually from a trip down to the ranch and picked up a platinum medal for our mezcal.
Yeah,
and that's a huge deal at San Francisco International Spirits Awards. It's basically the Academy Awards. Of spirits, and by getting a double gold for 3 years in a row, you end up getting the platinum medal. So our, wow. our Mezcal Joven, which is our Blanco Mezcal, so to speak, it's on a tear. It's winning. All of our agave spirits actually are getting not only these double golds, but best in class, best in show. You know, it's just been fantastic to see what not only the tequila, but the mezcal is doing as well.
So give us a little education on tequila. So you brought us a bottle of the Cutwater Mezcal Reposado. Mm-hmm. What's the difference between mezcal and tequila?
Mezcal and tequila are basically the same thing. They're all made from agave, but the tequila has the extra, you know, that it's made only from a certain type of agave. So it's the blue agave that can only be used in tequila, whereas mezcal can be made with a huge variety of different types of agave. So the mezcal is actually made in Durango, Mexico, which is a little bit different than a lot of mezcal. We use cenizo agave there. A lot of the mezcal comes from Oaxaca, and that is an espadine variety of agave. So there's, you know, much more variety, I think, in mezcal, and you've got different techniques of cooking, whether ours is done in an outdoor pit, which is made out of volcanic stone. So you get these different smoky characteristics, and the agave itself has, you know, different spice levels and things. Whereas the blue agave from that we're using for the tequila, it's more of a farmed product, so it's going to be more consistent, and it's grown in giant rows and harvested. The mezcal uses wild agave, wow. And we're actually doing some really cool stuff because it's wild. You know, we're worried about the sustainability of that agave. And we're doing a planting program for every agave we harvest. We're trying to get 5 back in the ground. So, you know, really, really cool things happening with the mezcal. And then, you know, the tequila, we came into a distillery that's been around for 95 years. It's the Orendain family. And I met them through a student that I had at UCSD that introduced me to the family about 7 years ago. And he runs the Fortuna Brewing Company down there in Mexico. He's one of our students from the program, and they believed in me enough to let me go in and actually change the equipment in the distillery and start making this world-class tequila that we're doing. So
wow.
It's not just a kind of another one of those celebrity tequilas. It's an actual tequila that I went down, you know, made some changes with the way they actually produce the tequila, building new equipment to our specs. And then going back there and doing the distillation and all the barrel selection and all the blending myself. So, you know, very, very different than, you know, sitting by, seeing somewhat of these other celebrity tequilas are doing. And it's additive free, so there's no, you know, extracts being used in there. The flavors that you get are coming from the barrel. You know, in our aged product, like you're holding the Reposado. And this, the aged Reposado Añejo and Extra Añejo, we do... we actually ship barrels from Cutwater in San Diego all the way down to Jalisco, and they age our product in our barrels, which is almost never the case. You know, most stuff is aged in bourbon barrels from Kentucky. So to use our own Cutwater barrels means you're never going to taste another tequila like this.
Really?
And that's the reason you guys are winning every award that it goes up against. You said it best. It's not uncommon for a celebrity tequila to... Some person who's a actor puts their name behind one thing, and it's the same thing in a different glass. Like, this is made from scratch with all the things that have made you guys successful over everything you've done. You put that same effort into it, and it shows because it wins every award it goes into.
Yeah, a lot of the tequilas are made by factories that are making literally 100-120 different brands. And how do they differentiate those? They put extracts and sweeteners and even glycerin. You know, and so we're
label on it.
Yeah, when we're going down there, they're putting it, they're making it in a still that we design, which is going to be, you know, a unique characteristic, copper still, and then we're aging it in our barrels, which no one else can do. So it's going to be a unique product, and the Orendain family is just an amazing tequila distillery. They're right in the heart of the town of Tequila, which a lot of people don't even know there's a town named Tequila. Beautiful little town, and you know, it's just a fantastic distillery that's all family owned. It's 100% Mexican owned, and yeah, just doing a great job making stuff for us.
So we look at these two bottles here that you brought, the Reposado Tequila and the Reposado Mezcal, very different coloration. The Mezcal is much darker. Why is that?
Well, actually, it's funny. The bottle has a different tint to it.
Oh.
So if you look, if I brought the Joven, which is the Blanco, you could see that the bottle's actually tinted a smoke color.
Uh-huh.
And that's just kind of differentiate the two products because the mezcal does have a little smoky taste comparatively to the tequila.
But color-wise, they're pretty close.
Those are pretty close.
You pour them in a clear glass, they look pretty similar.
They look pretty similar.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. And so tequila, mezcal, Rancho Leonero kind of goes along together, right, Sean? Right?
Not a tequila.
Yeah. And how did you guys meet? I mean, how did John Ireland and Yusuf Cherney from Cutwater get all buddies and together and go fishing together?
Actually, I think I might know the story better than
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
My wife actually, which was my girlfriend at the time about 12 years ago, she owned the High Dive, which was right here in Bay Park, and it was a bunch of fishermen and firemen, and she asked, "Hey, I need to take my boyfriend fishing. He loves fishing. Where can you recommend?" And everyone unanimously said Rancho Leonero. So she took me down there. I had never driven in Baja before, you know, other than TJ, and we drove to the ranch. I'm like, "Where the hell are you taking me down this dirt road?" So I came in, I just fell in love with the place. I got there at night, so after dodging the cows on the way into the ranch, having a margarita and waking up to see the just beauty of that place and just, you know, then meeting John, and we definitely just fell in love with the place. We caught, Dorado on a kayak the first day, and then my wife ended up getting a 50 to 55 pound rooster on 15 pound test, which was might have been a like a world class all class record for a woman angler, and on a little I think it was a little Shimano Trini 15 or something like that, and just watching her do that. I think it was my birthday too, so it was like the best birthday present ever. That when we came back to the ranch, the people there that we had met were asking us, "What were you guys screaming about?" They could hear us all the way down at the marina in La Rivera screaming when she caught this fish. So that kind of sealed the deal. We ended up going back then every year and became friends with John. And, even up here, we go out and have dinner and stuff. But, yeah, I was just down there for a little tournament, a little, like, homeschool tournament, not the Bisbee or anything. And, we had 7 knockdowns on marlin in 2 days and only converted 2, we would have won the tournament if we had converted all, but also limited out on yellowfin, which, you know, a mixed grade between 15 and 30 pounds. Pretty good overall. I mean, I've talked to people that have never caught a marlin and they've been fishing 50 years. And, you know, I went down there. We've had days down there, you know, I think me and our kids went down there, about a year or two ago. And I think we had 7 in one day. And that was all the kids reeling them in. So, yeah. I mean, to go down there and be able to have that kind of quality marlin fishing is amazing. So.
Well, but just the variety down there, too. I mean, you can target marlin, you can target Dorado, you can target a lot of tuna around right now, right, John?
Yeah.
And the big roosters, right?
Well, yeah, it's interesting. You know, June, July, into August are big, big rooster fish months. And they have been since I've been down there. Big rooster fish. I mean, we went to Panama and we came out, I think someone caught a 20-pound rooster fish and they were just in awe. I mean, I'm a peanut.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on.
The other thing,
get real.
We get so, you know, jaded having Rancho Leonero in the East Cape is, you know, marlin fishing is not like what we're just used to it. We're used to the ranch and the opportunities. And you go anywhere else in the world and they say it takes 3 days. If you want to catch a marlin, you need to charter a boat for 3 days in a row. And that's usually about the average of getting you a fish.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting because we've got a lot of the captains from charter boat captains from Hawaii that come over. And on their vacation, they'll come over and fish with us to catch the billfish. And in particular, the stripers.
There's nothing like it.
No.
That's the best opportunity in the world.
Opportunities, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's just, we had 4 come in on the spread at one time.
Jeez,
and,
so cool.
You know, it's when you're on the back of the boat and you're watching them bite the short jigs, I mean, that's one of the most exciting things, I think, seeing, you know, a 150-pound striper all the way up to, I've seen 300-pound blues come up and crash that that short run jig, you know, and it's like seeing a car coming out of the water.
Yeah.
That doesn't get you fired up. You're in the wrong sport.
Yeah. And you know, it's interesting. It's close. They really they hang right on those inside banks, you know, the blues and the stripers and everything. I mean, normally within sight of the patios in front of the hotel, you can see the boats out there.
And I think the captain we usually use, David down there, I think he won one of the local tournaments with a 702-pound blue, right. And that was caught, I think it was literally like 2 miles off the beach.
Yeah, off right. the beach, wow. right in front of us.
Yeah, you know, and you know, I'd say two-thirds of the winning fish at the East Cape Bisbee are caught right off that bank, right off in front of Rancho Lanero. When I'm fishing, you know, what I do is I go right there and put it right in front of the hotel pretty much, back
right there.
And forth on that bank. And, you know, all the other boats are heading outside and doing everything, you feel kind of stupid almost stopping right there. But that's where all the fish are.
Are you going to fish East Cape Bisbee?
I think I'm going to do it this year, yeah.
Is it August?
No, it's the end of this month. I'm not exactly sure of the dates.
Yeah. End of July.
Yeah, end of July.
Wow.
Another couple of weeks.
You fishing it, you said?
No, I'm going to be getting ready to head over to Europe. So
travel around. Yeah, that's cool. So Cutwater Spirits has just been on fire lately. And so tell us about your job at Cutwater. You're the co-founder with Earl, right?
Right, co-founder with Earl. We started over at Ballast Point. We had a pretty good run there for about 23 years.
23 years.
And at the end of the Ballast Point era, we were starting to make spirits there. We were the first distillery since Prohibition is what we claim. And we kind of pioneered that Southern California spirits for Ballast Point. Did some canned cocktails, actually, at Ballast Point, which people don't realize we've been around doing that for that long. And then we ended up, during the sale, we shifted over to the name Cutwater and opened up just right around the corner over in Miramar. Put a restaurant in so people could come in and taste our
products. A cool restaurant, too. Yeah,
and,
it's a really great spot.
And just started hammering away at the, you know, canned cocktail business. We started off as a spirit company, you know, making rum and whiskey and gin and vodka. And the canned cocktails really took off. And so, you know, we're up to about 22 SKUs now in the canned cocktail race. And, there's a whole host of folks coming at us right now, but we're trying to, you know, garner the title of, you know, the Xerox of canned cocktails or, you know, just, to try to be the front runner and to keep, innovating and stay relevant in the industry because, you know, there is quite a lot of competition. We were one of the first to come at it. You know, there was back in the day, we're old enough, all old enough to remember those.
Was it Hublin?
Yeah, some of those.
Hublin,
little canned cocktails that were just, you know, ungodly sweet and you know, kind of. But we went after that traditional canned cocktail, you know, doing, you know, drinks that people recognize. So, you know, when you look at all of our products, it's all things that you would order in a bar. And we're trying to make a bar quality cocktail with the spirits that we actually make in house.
That's the thing. Like when you crack open a cold Cutwater margarita from a can, I mean, it truly tastes like a bartender mixed margarita. There's real tequila and real, you know, it tastes like a drink that somebody would pour for you at a bar.
Right. And that's been the separation that happened. You know, we went through the whole craze with the seltzers that were made with some kind of mystery alcohol that still no one knows what it is. You know, and it was fermented sugar water or something like this. So we came at it with a different perspective. Let's use real rum, real tequila, real vodka, you know, and make drinks that people aren't questioning, like, what am I drinking here? You know, it's just like what you'd have at a bar. And the alcohol content of our drinks also are appropriate to what you'd expect. You know, a margarita isn't a 5% drink.
Yeah.
It's a
margarita.
It's a margarita. And so ours are up at 12.5. You know, our White Russian's up in the 13% range, you know. And
are we allowed to talk about that now?
Yeah.
That's a new one, huh?
Yeah. The White Russian's been around for a while, but I brought you guys the peppermint version, which is going to come out towards the holidays here.
Okay.
And so you guys get a sneak peek on that. We've got some bourbon old fashioned here today, too, which is 20% ABV, and that's in a smaller can.
Wait, say it again?
Yeah, 20% ABV. Yeah. So those
that's a cocktail.
That's
a real old fashioned.
That's a couple of cocktails.
Well, you watch a bartender make an old fashioned. There's not a lot else in it.
Right, and that's what we do. We have the bartenders at work help us out, you know, when we're doing new mixes. We actually make a cocktail at the bar with the ice. We measure the dilution ratio. We measure the ABV once it's diluted. And then we go, okay, you know, the old fashioned should be about 20%. And then we start working with the recipe there. So it's a whole process, and, you know, getting these things made is definitely takes months just to get through the formula aspect of it, and then getting the cans made and all that stuff. It's a whole process.
But, like, that's the difference between you guys. You're worried about the drink first, and then everything else comes after that.
Yeah, and most of the time, you know, people are, when they see canned products or even bottled products, they're actually being made as a contract. So they're going. Somebody has this idea, like, I want to make Let's Talk, you know, canned cocktail, and then they go and somebody kind of throws something together for them and then makes it in the contract packaging facility. We do it here in San Diego. So if you come to our distillery and you take a tour and they let you peek in the back, you'll see the canning line running. You'll see the distillery running and making rum and making gin. So it's, you know, everything's out in the open for people to see. So to kind of show that, you know, we're really doing this stuff here in San Diego.
Yeah, and I posted a picture of that. I was at the factory and restaurant on Friday with you, and showed you it was a picture of Yusuf and I right there with they were running, I think, margaritas at that time.
Yeah, yeah.
And so all of that stuff is made right here in San Diego.
Yeah, obviously.
And the spirits too.
Yeah, and the tequila and the mezcal, obviously, we have to make in Mexico. Those are brought in. But like I said, the close relationship with those folks is, you know, a huge difference in terms of not being a maquila or like a contract facility.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think just to circle back to your original question, I'm involved with new product development and quality, and we have a quality manager named Gwen Conley who does an amazing job helping me, and she oftentimes creates her own thing, and then I come in and just go, oh, you killed it, you know?
Yeah.
But most of the time we're doing collaborative work on developing these, and originally, you know, I was dealing with new equipment engineering and acquisition. Now it's more of a new product development role.
Yeah, and these things all, what does this have to do with fishing? These all cater to people on boats. I mean, they're perfect.
It's convenience,
right?
Yeah.
And that's why Cutwater has taken off among the sport fishing fleet, I know I have it on, I love having the ranch water on the boat, because the ranch water is kind of, what is it, 4%?
No, I think we're up at 7 on that
7,
one.
7, okay. So it's like a strong beer or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and, yeah. And that's the thing. Our products usually range from about 5 all the way up to, you know, 13 or so.
Yeah.
So you can find the right ABV of what you need. And some of the stronger ones, you know, most of the time people will pour it on the rocks and, you know, enjoy it as a traditional cocktail.
Right. Yeah. That's what I enjoy doing on the boat with the ranch waters. It's a little ice, and here you have it's the ranch water is tequila and soda, basically.
Yeah.
Right?
It's really simple. Yeah, tequila, just soda. And it's, you know, again, it's the convenience of that, you know, and,
yeah.
Not to have a glass bottle rolling around on the boat. You know, you got just a cooler full of cans.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite cocktails down, other than the margarita, which if I have too many of those at Rancho Leonero, it catches up with you. So I found that, you know, you get a little shot of tequila and put some Topo Chico in there and a little bit of lime. That's what ranch water is.
A little like. More than 7% AP.
Yeah.
Look at John smiling.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's the Damiana down there that does something.
It's something.
It drops them right off the stools, you know.
Yeah. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. Talk about fishing, some great fishing going on here in Southern California. Both Yusuf and John, hardcore fishermen, and great to talk about the ranch, of course, that we're sad to see it go. This is our last year. We'll talk a little bit about that and a whole lot more.
Yeah, it's going to be a great show. Lots of fun with lots of friends, and we want you to join us this morning. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup, give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090 is how you reach us on the phones, or send us a text. Text messages, a lot of great ones already rolling through. And again, sending a text to the show is only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. And if you don't have the app on the phone, we were talking about it earlier this morning, it's such an easy way to listen to Let's Talk Hookup. You can catch all the archive shows. If you catch a fun tip from John that you missed and you want to circle back and hear the show again, you can do that. Or you can listen on your drive home from work. It's just a Great way to participate with Let's Talk Hookup, and your only way to text into the show if you have any questions. And, boy, we are giving away a great prize today. So if you do text a question in, make sure that you include your contact info, because today, at the end of the show today, one lucky caller or texter is going to win a gift certificate for $300 at Costa Sunglasses at costa.com. You're going to get a pair of, you're going to get basically a pair of sunglasses plus shirts and other Costa gear courtesy of Costa Sunglasses. What an awesome prize. That is $300 going to one lucky caller or texter at the end of the show today.
Yeah, for sure.
It's going to be a lot of fun. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. We're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Llanero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know. It's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Llanero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guest names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Llanero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLanero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Llanero.
When you plan your next tuna trip, be sure to select the right boat. And in San Diego, that's the Tomahawk. The Tomahawk is captained and owned by 20-year veteran Dave Ibrahim. Dave is highly skilled and will put you on the fish. The newly refurbished Tomahawk is the perfect platform to target bluefin tuna. Large deck space, oversized galley, comfortable bunk room, tons of bait capacity, and a massive refrigerated fish hold are just some of the reasons why. So next time you plan your fishing adventure, plan to fish the Tomahawk at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. You'll be stoked you did.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Check ResortKonaKai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
Hi, this is Dwayne Diego from Pinnacle Sport Fishing, and I love my Costa Del Mar sunglasses. You cannot beat the 580G lenses and the killer frames that they come with. The 580G lenses are by far the most clear and durable, scratch-resistant lenses I've ever used. And I'm far from easy on my equipment. We use it day in and day out, and having that scratch resistance that they have is a game changer for us. I rely on my Costa Del Mars every day. They take care of my eyes and help see what's out there. For more information, you can check out CostaSunglasses.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time already this morning. Lots to talk about, lots of great texts, lots of great phone calls. Today's going to be a very busy one.
Yeah, if you want to get through, still a phone line open, 213-432-1090. Open right now. Let's jump into the phones.
You got it. Let's talk to Hills. Hills is calling us from Ventura this morning. Hills, good morning. Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. What a great show. I'm really pumped up because in like 3 weeks I'll be at Rancho Llanero with my buddy Jeff. And I had a question. I was planning to bring a couple few lures to include with my tip on the pongas, and I'm wondering what's the lures that the pongeros like and maybe need or lose, you know, more of, or I don't know, or maybe you can point me in a direction.
Good question, Hills. Yeah, you know, Rapala is a good one. CD18 Rapala. We have those down there, but one wahoo strike and they're dead. They're over, so they're in demand. And they work very, very well. And if you're inside and you're fishing off the beach, something that pops on the surface, Shimano wax wing or something like that, for casting off of the beach in front. But that really, I bring Rapalas. They have a lot of equipment. The guys are really loaded up, and they have a lot of good lures. They're pretty much everything you need. But Rapalas are in demand because they're so fragile and they break. So, And CD18 is a good one.
That's always been a hot one.
That for me, yeah. I like the silver one with the red head is one that works for me for whatever reason.
And John, please.
Yeah, and I've been down there, and we went trolling around the lighthouse, and, you know, no biters, and then we went through with, I just tied on the Rapalas, and we ended up getting limits of yellowfin right off the shore. And they were nice. They were like 30-pound grade, but limits in, you know, maybe the last hour of fishing on those Rapalas. And they'll do wahoo, too, all around the defunct hotel that's right up from the lighthouse.
There. Yeah, Punta Colorado.
Punta Colorado, yeah.
We had a lot of guys coming into the shop. Obviously, this is such prime time for being down at the ranch, asking about that. And you rigged that. You like them, correct me if I'm wrong, you like them rigged straight tied mono, right? Because, you know, it's so common on our long-range boats for guys to rig with wire. And
a lot of the guys do. I put an extra swivel off.
Okay.
I tied just a swivel, just to try to keep your teeth off that tie. You know, mm-hmm. It's right on the tie in the eye where you do the tie. And, as you know, the Wahoo have the sharpest
shells
out there. All they need is a little brush, and they're broken off. And that's another reason we don't have many Rapalas, because the guys do tie them directly to mono, and away they go. And they are a fragile lure, but they're extremely effective.
But the percentage of bites is so much better without the wire than it is with it. You know, you could put the wire on it, it's going to last a lot longer.
Exactly.
But the percentage of bites you're going to get is so much higher without.
Action is better. That's why I use the one swivel, and it seems to work pretty well. It affects them some, but not like 3 or 4 inches of wire.
Yeah. Hey, great. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. It does free up 213-432-1090. 213-432-1090. You got a chance to talk to Yusuf, John, and also have a chance to win that $300 gift certificate to CostaSunglasses.com. Got a great text here from Big Dave in Ladera Ranch. He says, "Hi, John and Yusuf. Going to be a great show. I'm having Cutwater Bloody Mary while we listen to the show. My beer fridge is loaded with Cutwater spirits, and I take them on my kayak when I go fishing. Question, Yusuf. Have you ever thought of doing a Bloody Maria with your awesome tequila?"
Yeah, we have considered doing that. The whole doing line expansions is one of our, you know, key points. So we have it's on the list of things that we're considering.
Now, what's a Bloody Maria to a Bloody Mary?
Just tequila instead of vodka. So it's tequila base instead of the vodka base.
Okay, and how many different cocktails can you make at one time at your factory there in Mira Mesa?
So we batch everything together in a large tank and then send it to the canning line. So we have, I think there's about five now different tanks. So we can run multiple products in a day, but we try to focus on one run a day if we can, and pump out hundreds of thousands of cans a day. Of that one style, then we'll go through, clean the machine, and then run the next one. So, Bloody Mary is an interesting one. We got to do a lot of extra work to get that through because it's so thick, and you know it's a whole nother cleaning regime. But it's we pioneered that space. I think we were the first alcoholic vodka based Bloody Mary in a can. So
wow, and you actually have. Develop the cocktail first and then can it later.
Yeah, it's always done. The cans are kind of a unique dynamic because you can't just put anything in a can and have it be stable. So the stability is a huge part of it, and that's why it takes a long time to develop this stuff. We've seen some of the other folks that just kind of rush to market, and the can will actually like literally dissolve because they didn't take the time to do enough testing. So we go through and we do torture tests on it where we put it in and make sure that the liner is going to be stable. We send it out to the factory that makes the cans, and they analyze it to make sure the product that we're putting in the can is not going to damage any of the lining. So it's a huge process other than the design of the cocktail. But also
you have to design the can
to fit that. So yeah, the last thing you want is something happening in the can. And it's a, you don't want it to be a learning curve. You know, when you make a couple truckloads of this stuff.
What's the shelf life of a cutwater cocktail?
We usually, 6 months, no problem. Sometimes up to a year, depends on the product.
Uh-huh.
So much, much more stable than, say, a beer would be.
Uh-huh.
And beers, back in the beer days, that was my biggest problem is I was always policing the beer in the cans and the kegs and
sure.
coming from the lines in a draft situation of worried about, how fresh it was tasting. And the IPAs especially, they just fall off really quickly because the hops, they break down with oxidation. So really nice. That I love the fact that, canned cocktails are stable. And then even above that, the spirits in the bottle, they'll last for years and years.
Yeah. Well, what happens to a canned cocktail after a year?
It really, it's just mainly a marketing aspect of it.
Uh-huh.
We try to make it so that, okay, a year is what we would recommend. I've had product 3-4 years in a can that tastes really
the same.
So
you
do get, over time with any product, whatever it is, whether it's fruit juice or whatever, you're going to get breakdown over time. So, it's, we try to go conservative on our times and then, hope that people don't have that sitting around.
Gotcha.
There's no reason that's...
No reason to sit around,
I would know what it's like to have one 6 months later.
Like Big Mike and his kayak, right?
Exactly. Hey, another fun text come through. This one from Mark, in Temecula. Says, as a listener since the beginning, I've always enjoyed when John Ireland is on every week, but especially when in studio. His knowledge, reports from Baja are always enjoyed, and his calm, resonant voice does wonders for my anxiety. I just want to say thanks for all the years of welcoming families and fishermen to your home, and I really want you to enjoy whatever your next chapter is. So it was just a big thanks from Mark.
Thank you very much.
All right. That was really fun.
Very good. Lots of good stuff there. And let's go ahead and jump in the phones.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Jim? Jim's calling us from National City this morning. What's up, Jim? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. A couple of things. John Ireland, last year I took my family down to the ranch. And my son Anthony, won big prize, $800. He caught a 35-pound Dorado. The 3 days we fished were not great fishing, but Anthony got that nice Dorado worth $800 plus, and my grandson got a 20-pounder. The next day, Jordan, he got a 20-pounder. So we caught fish, had a couple of marlin strikes, but the overall experience at the ranch, I'm so glad I finally got to go, and the overall experience was over the top. But what I wanted to ask about Cutwater was my friend down the South Bay, Brandywine Liquor, owns a liquor store, and the mezcal. Could you elaborate a little bit more on the mezcal? And, Pete, one other thing, you're right. If Jim from National City can do it, anybody can do it. Okay, guys.
As far as the mezcal goes, it's an agave-based spirit. It's made with Ceniso agave. We make it in Durango, Mexico. And
which is outside Mexico City?
Yeah, it's a little... You can get there from... I fly from TJ to go there, and it takes, I think, a stop in Mexico City to bounce us over.
Oh.
And and we have to use an airline named... I don't know. I've never heard of it. It's like Tar Airline or something.
Oh.
But it gets you into Durango and... The main difference that we're experiencing with the mezcal is that the folks actually have to go out into the highlands, the mountains, and look for these ripe agaves. So there's guys literally driving around on trucks trying to spot these massive agave that are the Ceniso varietal. And the closest thing we have here in San Diego would be the Americana. So when you see those giant agaves as you drive around San Diego,
sure.
It's very similar to that, a little broader leaf, a little bit more jagged edge on it. But the piña that we harvest, so the core of the agave plant, is up to about 300-400 kilos. So like 500-600 pounds for these plants. So
versus like the ones in tequila would be how much?
The ones in tequila, maybe 40 kilos.
Oh, wow.
So, 10 times the size of this pineapple. And they have to quarter it. Usually just to carry it, and they're loading it up on burros and getting the burros to take that back to the truck. So very, very hands-on process. I mean, to get this stuff for maybe in the 30s dollar a bottle range for the Hoven, which is the light mezcal, the clear, and then the aged products maybe up into the 50s and plus. But when I see the work that goes into this as far as the burros on the wild harvest and all this stuff, I'm like, this stuff should be hundreds of dollars a bottle.
Yeah.
I'm watching these bourbons go for hundreds of dollars a bottle. That stuff's made in factories. They've got machines harvesting corn. You know, these guys are going out and finding one agave as they're hunting around. It's not in a field. You know, so the mezcal is a whole different animal than any other spirit that I've ever identified. And the fact that we're cooking this in a pit oven. You know, it's basically an outdoor oven made out of volcanic rock that they load the piña, which is the heart of the agave, in. They cover it with tarps and then dirt, and then it's actually cooking for about 4 days. So in order to get that those sugars to come out of the agave, and then it's crushed and then fermented. And we do a little bit different process. We take the fiber from the agave and actually put it in with the fermentation. And that's giving it an extra level of flavor and smoke from the cooking process. So it's if you've never had mezcal, it's a very unique flavor.
It is.
People that are used to drinking scotches, I think it's the natural step for them because they're used to that peat smoke that that a scotch would have, like especially something like Lafroy or something that has a lot of peat character. You're going to find that same kind of smokiness in mezcal. And I think our mezcal has the smokiness that comes from the wood, which we're using to start the fires, which end up heating up the rocks to cook the agave. Whereas, unfortunately, some of the other mezcals that I've had, it almost tastes like they're adding some kind of smoke flavoring, which, I get it. It's like...
trying to make it taste like the stuff.
Yeah, or you've got this kind of burnt rubber taste. You don't want that. You want smoke that's from the natural wood that was used to start the fire, and that's what you pick up with our.
That's cool.
Pete, you were saying in the beginning of the show, like, how do these two guys fit together, John and Yusuf? I think that's the perfect thing. Like, Yusuf speaks with a passion about making those cocktails the same way that John does about the ranch and Baja. And like, you can tell, these are
no
two
question.
People that are just so deeply passionate about exactly what they do. Like, that's you guys are the same guy in two different things.
That's totally.
Very true. Yeah. Hey, Mark from Canton, Ohio, listening to us on the Let's Talk Hookup app, writes, good morning, guys. I have a question for John. I've never fished Baja Coast, and I'm wanting to go since the ranch is closing after the season. Is there a place you would recommend a first timer to go? That's the number one question.
I bet it is.
I get it every day. I'm sure you get it about 100 times a day.
I'm even waiting for him to answer this.
at least 20 times a day.
Yeah.
When I'm at the hotel, that's
the number one question. And honestly, I don't have an answer. And I didn't. Of course, I knew the ranch is unique, and it's really irreplaceable. It is
no question
completely unique, and so much so that I don't really have anywhere else that I would feel comfortable recommending that is similar enough to the ranch to to make everyone happy. So I haven't been recommending anywhere. I've suggested to people maybe go to Laredo. It's more
Laredo.
It's more. It's more spread out and not as busy and all that. The East Cape is changing in a big, big way. And big hotels coming in. Not big hotels, expensive boutique hotels, which is better for our area than Cabo for sure. But they're there and they're developing that whole land.
Yeah.
So that's going to be changing.
I've been recommending Playa del Sol, which is right next to Palmas de Cortez. It's a Van Warmer resort.
Right.
Playa del Sol's smaller than Palmas. Palmas is beautiful, great place. It's not the ranch. It's not it is still the East Cape, and it's only 7 miles away from the ranch, but it's very, very close. But if you want a smaller, more boutique-y style hotel, consider Playa del Sol.
Yeah, Playa del Sol.
It's a Van Warmer resort.
And, I was going to recommend Pescadero, Punta Pescadero Hotel, very similar to the ranch, more remote and all that. And they don't seem to want guests.
They don't want guests.
Well, it's owned by a corporation out of Monterey,
yeah.
And they use it for all their corporate stuff, so they don't return phone calls.
Good place to go have lunch.
Yeah, it's a great place
on the quads, yeah.
But it's a hard one for me, and, you know, of course, I think the ranch is special and and almost irreplaceable. Playa del Sol is a nice spot, and
Palmas is beautiful too. It's bigger.
Yeah, it's the ranch feel is what you're after.
Yeah.
It's not the same. Great spot.
It's larger. Right. If you want a smaller spot, you know, and we actually looked at some of the hotels. For example, the Pomo Hotel. But they don't want fishermen. They're not interested in
fishermen.
Yeah, it's a nice little hotel. And very similar to the ranch, but they're not interested in fishermen. And of course, the whole Pomo area is non-fishing area as well. So you couldn't get in there. So, yeah, that's been a hard one for me, you know. And I get asked, I can't tell you how many times, hundreds, thousands of times before I...
Where do I go?
Like
after our Rancho Leonero tournament in June, everybody's going, now where are we going to go, Pete? And I was like, well, come to our Palmas de Cortez tournament in October. So
then,
it's not,
you know,
the same, but...
The same thing with our mailing lists and all that, you know. I'm not gonna turn it over to anyone because I don't want all my guests being pestered by other hotels and all that. It's kind of up to them. Certainly Playa del Sol would be the closest. You're right. You're right about that.
Yeah.
But not the same. But not
Definitely not even close. Yeah.
Neither have or will be. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to check in with the Catch Report, find out what's biting, and a whole lot more. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and that Let's Talk Hookup app.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. The quality of the captains and crew, as well as the great meals and service, speak for themselves. Comfortable staterooms, a super clean and well taken care of boat, are just a few of the reasons the Islander is so popular. The Islander specializes in 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit IslandersSportFishing.com.
Offshore fishing is on. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. For bluefin tuna and yellowtail, nothing beats the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever-drag two-speed reels. Shimano Speedmaster 2 is also an extremely durable, high-performance lever-drag reel for the more budget-minded angler. Both the Talica and Speedmaster 2 feature Shimano's Hagani body to prevent misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest of load. For all your Shimano, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
It's time for the PowerPro 30-second seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with PowerPro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard PowerPro, so you get more line on that small reel. PowerPro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand new PowerPro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet, perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Phones have been really busy, but we do have an open line if you want to get through. That's 213-432-1090.
Let's find out what's biting out there.
You got it, man. It's time for the Catch Report. And, man, summer is here, and gas prices are doing nothing but going up.
Oh.
Right? It's just crazy. So now more than ever, you need Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. Pull up to their newly expanded Summit Gasoline and get the low, low gas and diesel prices for your car, truck, or for your boat. Now they can accommodate up to 24 cars and trucks to fuel up at the same time, plus 12 diesel pumps. You get 100 pounds of free ice with that 35-gallon fill-up. Go say hi to Martha, the friendly staff. Such cool people over at Summit Gasoline. Again, it's right at the San Diego Sports Arena. It's a can't miss.
Yeah, you can't miss it for sure. And the best, lowest prices on gasoline at Summit Gasoline. Hey, let's go up to Dana Ware Sport Fishing. Our buddy Brian Willie is on the line. Good morning, Willie.
What's up, Willie?
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you guys?
Great. Great to have you down here, and always fun a couple weeks ago to have you in the studio. And so what's been going on up there since you were here? You know what, Brian, we're going to have you call us back because there's a bad cell connection and we can barely make out what's going on.
Every third word.
Yeah, every third word.
I know this is good
important stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so give us a call back and we'll get you back up there for sure. And
I was going to say, when I started catching that there was really good bass fishing on half and three quarter day, I got really interested, and you could only catch every, you know, when you're only getting bit by bit, I was like, okay, man, we need to get this straight away.
Yeah, for sure. All right, well, let's jump into the phones while we're waiting for Brian to recall.
In the meantime, they are definitely packed up. And, again, your shot at those phones is 213-432-1090. Let's talk to Robert, who's calling us from Canyon Country this morning. Hey, Robert, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys, just wanted to let you know, very avid listener for years. We're sitting at the front door of H&M Landing waiting to get on the Legend and just asking for a little good luck from you guys.
Yeah, okay. Right on, Robert.
I think you're not going to need a lot of luck the way they're biting right now, though. It's good fishing.
It's fantastic fishing. Yeah. You know, right now we're in that, like, the best mode you can be where, you know, the boats have to decide what they want to go do. There's some excellent numbers fishing on really nice-sized fish down to the south. There's some really big fish out to the west that are also biting well. There's daytime fly line fish. There's, of course, that great nighttime knife jigging fish. You've got a lot of options in front of you, Robert. I think it's going to be a really good one.
Take that Nautilus
awesome.
Number
Thanks,
four
guys.
And number two circle hook with you, because that thing has been getting bit. It's not a hook you want. That regular Nautilus is not a hook you want to use on if the 80 pounders or 100 pounders show up. But for that grade that's around right now, that 20 to 40 to 50 pound stuff, it's a light wire, small hook is kind of the key to getting bit right now, and that's what you want.
And if you're going to fish a sinker rig like that Brawler style rig, I'd grab a pack of that 3-0 Nautilus HD ringed circle hook.
The ring circle hook HD.
Yeah. You're not trying to be stealthy. You don't need your bait. You know, the whole idea with the small light wire Nautilus is it's such a small hook, it's so light that their bait swims around great with it. But on a sinker rig, we're not needing the bait to do that because the sinker's pulling you down in the water column. So let's put a big hook on there. So if you do hook a 150 pounder, you got plenty of hook behind you.
There you go.
And
hey,
they're catching yellowfin as well.
They are. Bluefin. Yeah. Every day we're so bluefin still is the higher percentage of our catch, but every day that goes by, we're seeing more and more and more yellowfin in the counts. It's arriving as we speak, and you know it's starting to make up a portion of our count, but still predominantly bluefin.
Yeah. Earl just went out. He's my business partner over there, and he went out 2 days ago, about 30 miles, and they weren't getting bit on the fly line, and he grabbed a flat fall, dropped it down, and got a nice, I'm going to call it a 40-pound yellowfin.
Yeah, it looked pretty big size.
That's a big yellowfin.
I think the way he was holding it made it look more like 60, but I'm going to call 40 on it.
But on the flat fall during the day.
Flat fall during the day, right in the middle of the fleet, and no one was getting bit on the fly line. So it just
there you go.
Change it up.
Some good tips for you.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, have a great trip, and thanks a lot for the call and being a Let's Talk Hookup listener. Let's get back to Brian Willie. Good morning, Brian.
You got me?
Yeah, we got you much better now.
Loud and clear.
Hey. Sorry, I'm so excited. I was stuttering. I don't know what the problem was. Yeah. Right on. Well, hey, a good week here for us. Our water kind of back where we need it, 67 degrees. You saw a good improvement there in our water. We went from 63 at the beginning of the week to 67 yesterday as we were coming home in the sunshine. So that helped a big time for that bass action, for those guys fishing on the surface with the fly line anchovy or sardine. Guys, plenty of action on the hard baits and the rubber lures, too, for our half-day and three-quarter-day guys fishing bass. But things definitely looked up and some good improvements in that condition. As far as off the beach goes, the Fury fish over at Clemente in the early part of the week, saw some good yellowtail fishing over there. That fish went like 18 to 25 pounds, and we're caught on the jigs and the live bait and some good bottom fishing in the morning over there for the white fish and the cod before they went into that game fish mode. And then as the week played out, you know, as the week progressed, that bluefin moved in within their range, and they had excellent fishing. You know, a couple of days with limits, tremendous amount of fish actually has kind of pushed in their striking range. So daytime fly line bite has been really good with fish ranging from like 15 to 70 pounds plus. Ooh. Christian on the Lexi, as you can imagine, easy strike for him. So he had a great week too with some quality bluefin yellowfin for his 4-pack passengers. So if you want to get on a boat, you know, we do have availability. I think the Dana Pride is all day today. They're out there. I think they're in tuna boat. I haven't talked to Tom yet today, but I think that might be his plan to get out there. I don't know if he's going to Catalina, so I'm not exactly sure where he went. But he has some trips on the books later in the month, I think the 20th and the 27th, all day fishing on the Pride. And Christian does have some open party stuff on his 4-pack boat there as well. So best bet on that info is you can check him out on Instagram, Sika Sport Fishing. He's really good about updating all of his open availability for open party trips, or you can call our landing office and they can get you directed there as well. But things are morphing. Things are happening. Stuff's moving in. We're seeing stuff in the right zones. And it's just a matter of time before, you know, I think some of, you know, our whale boat saw a little bit scattered loose bluefin yesterday close to home within 10 or 12 miles. So we may have some opportunity here this coming week on some of our trips as that stuff kind of gets within range of our coastal routes.
Miles, no, from Dana Point. How
I like
about that.
I like the sounds of that. Yeah.
So close. We'll keep tabs and see what happens. And it, you know, it helps having that whale fleet out there. Keep an eyes on that stuff too. Keep for everyone intact. So call the landing. You need a reservation if you want to come fishing with us. We'd love to take you, but you got to plan ahead. Our phone number here, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can hit us on the web, too, at danawharf.com.
Willie, a great report, as always, man. Glad to hear things. I mean, not that there wasn't great fishing before, but what a difference a week can make with some solid weather and some great fishing. Glad to hear things are going so good, and we'll look forward to hearing an even better one next Sunday.
Awesome. Thanks for the time, fellas. We'll catch you then. See you. Have a great week.
Appreciate it, Willie. Thanks, appreciate that very much. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including more of your phone calls. Want to remind you, registration for that CCA and Bill Varney surf fishing, the surf for this on the sand surf fishing clinics. Say that three times fast.
Yeah.
At Bolsa Chica, it ends today. If you want to go, today is your last day to register. You got to do that at surffishtackle.com, and you click on the seminar tab. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and that Let's Talk Hookup app.
Are you passionate about fishing and the great outdoors, but not quite sure where to go? Look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris in pristine British Columbia, Canada. Hello, this is Valerie Hopewich. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure. A few of the highlights of fishing in protected, calm waters. Very important. Quality Chinook salmon run all season long. After you've caught your salmon, we're going to go out for the great Pacific halibut, lean cod, rockfish, and Dungeness crab. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay and Sandspit, and it's so easy to get to. Fly from almost any airport into Vancouver and then on to Sandspit. Fish processing, your fishing license, your gear, all included. Just bring that fishing arm and that smile. Let our chef pamper you with amazing meals while our staff gives you wonderful hospitality, all included in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. Give me a call on our toll-free number, 1-877-815-2892, or go to our website, qcsafaris.com.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone. The Ford F-150. Available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
This is Captain Brandon Nelson from Lucky Bee Sport Fishing. Our dynamic fishery here on the West Coast is home to some of the most iconic game fish that swim the salty world. We demand tools designed to perform flawlessly and deliver the upper hand in any situation. That's why I use and recommend the all-new G. Loomis IMX Pro Offshore series of rods. It's a full lineup of purpose-built 20 to 80 pound class rods. I have been fortunate enough to be working with G. Loomis on the IMX Pro for some time to help develop the actions we need here on the West Coast. And they nailed it. The G. Loomis multi-taper design technology adds material where the blank is likely to fail and subtracts material where it won't. A seed guide train and Fuji reel seat complement a Battalon grip that offers extreme fatigue fighting comfort. They have been helping my passengers on Lucky Bee Sport Fishing land some amazing fish, and now they are ready for you. The new G. Loomis IMX Pro Offshore Rod Series at your local Shimano or G. Loomis dealer.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about, with free parking and full
fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.